Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Daddy and Nora Show. Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora
Show.
Well, we're going to start our show first, and then we're going to listen to Annie in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
How are we doing?
I can't find my basketball.
But do you want to tell everybody about the basketball?
No, thanks.
You don't want to tell them about the gift you got from Grandpa John and Grandma and that you played with it?
No.
No? All right, well, what do you want to talk about?
Where's my nanny's phone?
Okay, can you talk into the microphone? No, that's your phone. I need you to talk into the microphone. Nora? Hey, there you are. What's the matter? We have a upset Nora here. I'm not really sure why. Why are you upset?
Because I don't want to do the show.
Why don't you want to do the show?
Why?
Why not?
Because I don't want to. What are you doing?
Making sure the microphone's working. So why don't you want to do the show?
Because I don't want to.
Well, that's silly.
Why?
Because you were all excited to do it just a few minutes ago, and now you don't want to do it?
Yeah, I do want to do it.
All right, so let's talk about your dance class.
Mm-hmm.
So for the past few weeks, you've been going to Astoria Preschool Dance.
Mm-hmm. And practicing.
You've been practicing. And what kind of dance have you been practicing?
Ballet and tap.
Which one did you like more?
Both of them.
You like both of them?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep doing ballet and tap?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this past Saturday, mm-hmm. yesterday,
yeah.
was what's called a recital or your sharing where you guys, where the little girls and boys got up and performed for their parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was yesterday. And how did it go?
Good.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
And what, do you remember what song you guys danced to?
Maybe.
Was it?
No.
Do you remember what song it was?
Tomorrow.
Didn't a different team dance to Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Was this the song? Let's see if I can actually pull it up.
What's that?
It's a song in your ear. I don't know if we can actually get it on the microphone, too.
But it's on your ear.
Is that the song?
What's on your ear mean?
You can hear it in your ear.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, come on, baby, tell you love me, 5, 6, 7 times. Is that it?
No.
No?
It says that's not how the song goes. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Clearly, I was mistaken with my lyrics. Here it goes. Now, the people listening to us can't hear the song. I tried to put the earphone up to the phone, but it didn't work. Can you tell everybody the phone number to call in?
That was 877-8927-7.
That is 917-889-7071. Give us a call. We can talk about your first dance recital. If people want to talk about dance recitals or tap dancing or ballet, or we could talk about Gloria Estefan, or we could talk about Miss Annie and Tomorrow, because the first group, the first steppers, right?
Yeah.
They danced to Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That was right?
Yeah.
And what group were you a part of? You were part of the second steppers?
Uh-huh.
And you had fun?
Yeah.
And did Mommy give you a flower?
Yeah.
What kind of flower did she give you?
Rose.
A rose. It's a pretty flower, right?
Why she got one for me?
Well, she knows red is your favorite color.
Yeah.
But also, it's always nice when somebody does a performance to get them flowers, to show them that you're really proud of them.
Why she hid it from me, first of all?
Why'd she hide it from you?
Why?
Because she wanted to be able to give it to you after you danced.
If she gave it to me before I danced, what do we do?
Well, it would have been fine, but it's just a nice way to say good job by giving the flower after you dance, not before.
Why?
It's just customary.
Oh.
And so you had your dance yesterday, and then what else did we do yesterday? Where did Daddy and you go?
To Carnival.
So the carnival's down the street from our house at Astoria Park.
Uh-huh.
And
And I want to go today again.
You want to go again today?
Uh-huh.
But what are we going to do?
I'm not sure.
We're going to see how the day goes. We're just going to see where we're at and what the weather's like and all that stuff, okay?
Here's a bridge.
Here's a bridge?
See the bridge?
You're being silly. So we went to the carnival, and what did you get to do? Last year, you didn't like what?
I'm not sure.
Do you remember not liking something at the carnival last year?
Yeah.
What was it?
The ride.
Yeah. So you got on the fire trucks, and you didn't like it last year. You actually asked them to stop the fire trucks, and you got off. But this year, what did you do?
I got sore.
What did you do yesterday?
I went on the fire trucks.
And you had fun.
Yeah, I didn't have to just stop them.
Nope, you were smiling and laughing the entire time, and you were ringing your fire bell.
And I was ringing it when it stopped for you.
You rang it again for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
And I was saying your name while I was going around.
You were saying, Daddy, look at me?
No, I was saying, Daddy.
You were saying, Daddy, why?
Because I wanted you.
Oh, you wanted me?
Yeah, I wanted you on the back of my fire truck.
Oh, yeah, Daddy's too big to ride that ride.
Why?
Because it's a kiddie ride.
What's like you can ride?
I can ride other rides. I can ride those scary rides Daddy wants nothing to do with.
What's the scary one?
The ones that spin in circles really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. And
I'm not fan of those.
Because I don't like spinning in circles.
Why?
Daddy gets motion sickness.
You get dizzy.
I get dizzy, you're right, yep.
Why do you like to ride on?
What do I like to ride on?
What?
I like roller coasters.
I don't.
No? You haven't been on one yet.
Oh.
So maybe when you're a little bit older, you can go on one. What else do I like? I like water rides. So there are places you can go, like carnivals, but bigger, that not only have roller coasters, but also have rides that have splashing water on them. So when it's really hot out, you can ride on them, and they get you all wet.
Oh.
And they're lots of fun.
Can you tell me how you ride on them?
Well, same sort of thing as the fire truck. You sit down, and you have a belt, and you make sure that you can be safe, but you ride around, and usually you splash down into a big pool of water.
Oh.
Does that sound like fun?
Yeah.
Maybe we can find something small this summer for you to do like that. Maybe we can go somewhere, actually, now that I think about it, on a Sunday maybe, or a Saturday, that you would really enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you where quite yet, but we'll figure it out.
Tell me where?
Not yet.
Why?
Because. I want it to be a surprise.
No, I want it to be a surprise.
You don't like surprises?
No.
Why not?
Yes, I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll see if it works out or not. So you went to the carnival, you rode on the fire trucks. What ride couldn't you ride on?
The helicopter.
And why not?
Because it was too small.
You're too small. Uh-huh. You had to be 42 inches to ride that ride.
I was waiting on mine to come on.
Yeah, you waited online, and we waited very patiently, and then we got up to the front, and we saw that Nora just wasn't tall enough.
Yeah.
So what did we do instead?
I got sore.
What did you get on your arm? What is it?
Tattoo.
A tattoo of what?
Snow White.
That's sort of Snow White. I'm not really sure what color scheme the guy went with. Snow White has orange arms and a bright white face and what looks like a pug nose and mouth. But besides that, it's a very good Snow White. What do you want to get today?
A race car.
You want to get a race car tattoo?
Yeah.
So you want Snow White and a race car on your arm?
That's like the guy.
You want to look like what guy?
The guy didn't put Snow White on my arm.
And you want to look like him?
Yeah.
Did he have tattoos on his arm?
Yeah, he had a race car and Snow White.
He had Snow White on his arm?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then he had a race car on his arm. And a race car.
And a race car. What color race car do you want?
Red.
You want a red race car too?
Yeah.
So we'll see if we go back to the carnival or not. We're not sure quite yet.
Why?
Because we're not sure what we're doing quite yet. So we'll see what the day is. It looks like it's kind of cloudy out here, so we'll have to figure out what our plans are and get our day moving.
Cloudy, good.
Why is cloudy good?
Because it's so cloudy outside.
Cloudy's good?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where are you going?
Right on.
Something to write on? Okay. Okay, so Nora is walking away from the radio show to go get something to write on while I am left to man the ship myself. And we have plenty still to talk about here on the Daddy and Nora show. Why is it just the Daddy show? Oh, well, right now I'm the one talking. So right now it's only the Daddy show because Nora's walked away from the show itself and is looking for something to write on. And she's on her way back. Did you find something to write on?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Daddy and Nora show again?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. And the phone number to call in is 917-889-7071. What are you writing, Nora?
Not sure. The letter.
The letter? Who's the letter to?
To your mom.
To my mom?
Yes. So she can come see the carnival tomorrow.
Well, the carnival is all done after today, Nora.
Why?
Because that's how carnivals work. They're usually around for 3 or 4 days, and then they move on to another town.
Why?
Because that's how it works.
And how I get to the other town?
How do you get to the other town?
How?
You wanna follow the carnival?
Yeah.
You wanna run away with the circus?
Yeah.
Yeah?
With you.
With me? I should run away too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Nora, two more topics I want to talk about. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So are we all done talking about the carnival?
Yep.
Did you get a special treat at the carnival?
Yeah, it was ice cream and no chocolate sprinkles.
No, the gentleman helping us wasn't very kind.
Why?
He didn't listen to my words. I asked him for a vanilla ice cream cone with chocolate sprinkles, and he just gave us a vanilla ice cream cone.
Yeah.
So, that's fine. But the...
Maybe today I'll get ice cream, chocolate ice cream with vanilla sprinkles.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. So two other things I want to talk about. What did we do last Sunday? Do you remember?
No.
Where did we go?
I'm not sure.
Did we go to somebody's birthday party?
So.
Owen's birthday party?
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was at the lake.
It was at the lake. It was Lake Hopatcong, where Daddy went a lot growing up, and you've been a few times, and you got to go in the water a little bit, but
yeah.
Also... You have to run around and play with some other kids, right?
Yeah.
And play with that big blow-up ball?
Yeah.
And play in the sand?
What's big blow-up ball?
The one you were running around the room with, remember?
Huh?
So it's really dirty?
Yeah.
And then we had cake and you had ice cream and you had candy. It was a pretty crazy day.
Next we have, before Owen's birthday party, we had Marlena's tea party.
That's right. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you about. How was Marlena's tea party fun?
Good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Did you have some tea?
Yeah.
Did you have some crumpets?
What's crumpets?
Crumpets are a thing they have in England with tea. Tea and some crumpets. I should probably actually know what it is before I use it as a joke.
I'm writing that to Marlena.
You're writing that to Marlena?
Yeah, so I can say thank you to her.
Thank you for what?
Thank you for coming to her tea party.
Oh, you're saying thank you for being invited?
Mm-hmm.
That's very kind of you.
It's going to be a picture.
Nice. And then, so, what are you drawing on the back of? Just blank paper. Okay. And then, Nora, the other thing, what did we get this week?
I'm not sure.
What do you have in your bedroom?
My new furniture.
Your new furniture. What did you get?
A new dresser and a coat rack. And my new bed.
And
nightstand.
Right. Do you like them?
Yep.
So Nora has a, not a big kid bed per se, but a bigger bed. She's no longer sleeping in her crib, which we converted into a bed. But now she is in a new bed that is what color?
Blue.
And what color is your dresser?
Do
you remember?
Pink.
It's pink and red.
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah, my nightstand's red.
Mm-hmm. And what color is your coat rack?
The different colors.
That's called a rainbow, right?
Yeah.
Just in time for Pride Weekend.
Uh-huh.
Or Pride Week in New York. And how do you feel about the Supreme Court ruling that the Domo law was unconstitutional?
I feel like that.
You don't feel like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How do you feel about Proposition 8 being
set up? I don't feel like that. You say don't start the radio show.
Oh, that was awesome. That was the best reaction I could have gotten. So,
you tell silly jokes to me.
I'm telling Nora silly jokes, apparently, on the radio show.
On all the radio shows.
On all the radio shows, I tell you silly jokes?
Yeah.
Got it. So the phone number to call in is 917-889-7071. It's the Daddy and Nora radio show. We'd love to hear you talk about your first dance recital or how you like to tap dance or do ballet or maybe a recent birthday party you've been to. Could be a 2 or 3 year old or could be anybody's. When we were up at the lake, a funny moment was when there was a snake in the lake. You remember, Nora?
Yeah.
You remember everybody chasing the snake, trying to get it out of the water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a hard time chasing the snake.
Well, people, you know, the snake was at home. The water was the snake's home, but people wanted to swim and didn't think the snake should be there when they were swimming.
Why?
Because people like to be in control of their environment.
What does environment mean?
Environment is everything around you. And we'd love to hear from you on new furniture you may have gotten, and also on...
I dropped my crayon.
Nora dropped your crayon, or on any carnivals or amusement parks you've been to this summer so far. Maybe you've made it to Great Adventure in New Jersey or Six Flags in Massachusetts.
Or Miss Annie.
Sure, Miss Annie. It could be considered an amusement park, I guess.
Merida.
Or Merida.
Or Rapunzel.
Or Rapunzel.
Or Pixelina.
Or what?
Pixelina.
Pixelina?
Yeah.
Is that the name of your picture?
No, it's a movie.
Pixelina is a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of pictures in the set.
There are a lot of pictures in the set?
Yeah.
So, Nora, Uncle Steven did his show Mastacular again. This time he did it in Sacramento.
Oh.
Which is in California, which is on the other side of the country.
Yeah, our country.
Yeah, of our country. So he flew all the way over there, and today he's flying back. Daddy's going to go pick him up at the airport.
Can I come?
I think you can, yeah.
Why?
Plus, I think he would like to see you.
Mm-hmm. We need to fly back home.
Yeah, he's flying back home. And then soon he's going to do a show with the Nymph. And then he is going to fly off and go see Wade in Europe. That sound like fun?
Yes.
917-889-7071. The show is going much better than my Sirius show last night.
What Sirius means?
Sirius, well, Sirius XM is the name of satellite radio.
Oh.
Yeah. That's where Daddy goes. You know how Daddy goes and does a show every Saturday night?
Yeah.
That's where I go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe Monday I could go to a show on a Saturday night with
Maybe.
You.
It's pretty late and we're probably going to stop doing it soon. But yeah, I think we'd be able to figure that out. You. Two.
Yes. Excuse me. Excuse me, Phil.
917-889-7071. Nora, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you like the most about summertime?
We're going to watch the flowers grow.
So your favorite thing about summertime is watching the flowers grow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you think it's important during summer to take flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah? What flowers are your favorite?
Tulips.
Tulips. What color tulips?
Red.
So is, I don't know if the audience knows or not. Is red your favorite color?
Yeah.
What else is your favorite color?
Purple and pink.
So purple, pink, and red. Do you like blue?
No.
Do you like green?
No.
Do you like chartreuse?
No.
So, the thing is, Nora.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do one thing today, what would it be?
See, my front door and go to the park.
That sounded like two things.
Yeah, I like two things.
Well, what if you could only do one?
Two.
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 What if you could only do two?
Two.
You didn't fall for it. Well, Joya and Tanya will be here later tonight after you go to bed. So you'll see them tomorrow. And tomorrow night is the KEF Kids Cabaret.
Yeah.
And you are going to go with Uncle Steven and Mommy and Joya and Auntie Tanya.
Yeah.
And you're going to watch the show. Daddy's going to watch Maeve. And you're going to get to see all the little kid stars of Broadway perform other songs. So remember, you're not going to hear Miss Annie songs. They're going to sing different songs. Can we sing a song about the different songs? Okay, how does that go?
Maybe the thing is the Daddy and Nora show.
Maybe the thing is the Daddy and Nora show?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think that what songs they'll be singing?
I think it's tomorrow. Oh, I think it's tomorrow.
Well, I don't think you'll hear somebody sing tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Why?
Because I think they're singing songs they like, not shows they're in. Silence. She will be defiant until the show is over. And Nora, then on Tuesday, you get to go see Uncle Keith and Clara and Thea. Well, Joya's going to be here, so you'll drive out with Joya and Auntie Tanya. And then it'll be a little bit of vacation for you. Vacation is when you take a break from your normal day-to-day to have some fun with people in, somewhere else. What are you drawing?
In a store.
What do you think it should be?
In a store.
What color are you using?
Green.
Do you like green?
Nope. You.
Green is my favorite color. Thank you. A green picture for me. So, Nora, this week a new video was released by your friend Good News Gus. Did you get to watch it?
No.
I think you did. You want to watch it again? We'll watch it once the show's over. But is Gus a good friend?
Yeah.
What do you think is the best thing about Gus?
Singing songs with him is silly song and stuff. It's so silly. A, B, C, D, E, F, K, K, F.
That's really silly. So I don't know if you guys have seen it yet or not, but Nora and Gus had some fun in the park. Gus is the good friend of a friend of Kimberly's named Harry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Harry and Gus are friends, and Harry brought Gus with him to the park, and Nora and Gus had a nice conversation. Do you want to have another conversation with Gus?
Yeah.
What would you talk to Gus about?
About Miss Annie.
So you'd want to talk to Gus about Miss Annie. Would you want to sing a song with Gus?
About Miss Annie.
What song would you like to sing?
Maybe Far Away.
Maybe Far Away. No, it looks like we have a phone call. Oh, you pulled mine out.
Sorry. It was an accident.
It's okay.
I was trying to hurry up.
You got it?
Yeah, I got hold mine.
Okay, ready? Hold on. Here you go.
Is that another green paper?
Hey, you have to talk.
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Nora. It's Nessie. It's Aunt Nessie.
Hiya, Nessie.
How are you?
Good.
Good? What are you doing?
Draw a picture for you.
You're drawing a picture for me?
Yeah.
That's so nice. Is it a surprise, or can you tell me what it is?
It's a secret.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to have it. Hi, Danny.
You want to tell me about you?
Hi.
What was that, Nora?
You you can tell me when your picture when you have it to me.
I'll have it from you.
Yeah, I think you can tell her what it is when you have it.
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
Awesome.
Though?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, Nora, do you want to tell Aunt Nessie about your tattoo?
I got Snow White.
You got a Snow White tattoo?
Yeah, from the carnival across our street.
Oh, is the Astoria Carnival happening?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you hook it in?
Yeah.
It's so
Astoria
fun.
Carnival on the same weekend they open the pool is a lot of fun around here.
Wow. Go Astoria with solid planning.
Yep. And all the police officers who stand around and smile and don't do anything.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You must be so happy right now.
Yeah, the car has been safely stowed in the driveway this weekend.
Ugh, I forgot.
But,
I thought that was much later in the summer.
I don't remember when it was last year, but they've had signs up every 5 feet telling us that the Astoria Carnival was coming. So, it was fine. It's the same carnival as last year and the same people as last year. What's
same
funny enough,
folk?
I didn't tell Kimberly this.
On the other day, I was scared.
What were you scared of?
The carnival.
You were
scared? You were
scared
of the carnival?
Last year, Nora was afraid of the fire truck ride, but this year she rode on it and enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, I'm riding on it.
Yeah, you rode on that.
Oh, good.
So when we bought tickets for the ride yesterday, Nessie, we bought tickets, and then she wanted to go on a different one, so I had to go up to a different ticket booth.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ticket sellers was actually smoking a cigarette in the booth.
Oh, my God.
So in like a 1 foot by 5 foot booth, she was smoking a cigarette with another guy in there. It was pretty amazing to see.
Oh my God. Yeah,
yeah.
They were some amazing folk last year.
Yeah, they're the same ilk. Are you happy to be on summer vacation?
Well, my summer vacation ends today because I have summer school starts tomorrow.
Wow.
So I got 2 days off. That was fun. And now
okay,
Nora
is saying she has to go for a minute. So say bye-bye to Aunt Nessie.
Bye, Aunt Nessie.
Bye, Nora. I can't wait to see my picture.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God. She's hysterical.
So you're back to work tomorrow?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in,
Vanessa. Yeah, well, I checked my email, and I was like, oh, I want to do it.
Well, we appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so get another piece. No, there's paper right here. So Aunt Nessie said bye-bye, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that was Aunt Nessie calling in saying hi. And apparently she had 2 days off from school and is going back tomorrow for summer school. So not much time off for Aunt Nessie. But we have about 90 seconds left in the show, Nora. And the phone number is 917-889-7071. But what's something that you want to do this summer? What's one thing that you really want to do this summer?
I'm not sure.
Well, what do you want to do? What do you like doing during the summer?
Dance class.
Well, dance class is going to start back up in the fall. Dance class just ended. So what else do you like to do during the summer?
Go to kid quizzes.
Also something that will not happen again until the fall. What about, should we go to a water park?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sounds like fun?
Yeah, what you really like.
What I really like?
Yeah,
okay.
Like water park.
I do like water parks. So we'll see what we can do, and we'll be back next weekend. Next weekend we'll be on location from Massachusetts doing our radio show, probably from Grampy's. Does that sound like fun?
Mm-hmm.
So can you say goodbye to everybody?
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Why don't we have one caller?
We only have one caller. Aunt Nessie called, and that was a good caller. She was great, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, so say bye-bye to everyone.
Bye.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening to the Daddy and Nora Show. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend and the 4th of July holiday. Bye-bye.
I'll show you your other picture. This is from what